Bienvenido, hello, and welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I'm Jeff, and today we are looking at the upcoming CONCACAF Champions Cup quarterfinal leg one match. We have LA Galaxy taking on the Tigres of Liga MX. I think this makes for an interesting game, and both teams are able to compete at high levels, but there's been some recent changes to both squads that kind of make this game a little bit more difficult to predict in what direction it might go. The Galaxy have been struggling so far this season in the MLS. They're currently sitting at 6 matches played and 0 wins. I think a large part of that is due to the fact that they've had some trades and transitions this recent season. Because the prior season, Galaxy actually played terrific and actually won the MLS final. So they've had a big drop off. And again, I think that's a lot to do with their personnel and their transitions and injuries that have taken place. For example, their number 9 striker that had several goals last season and was contending with the Golden Boot, didn't get it, but had signs early on in the season that they were having a lot of success. Djojkovic has been transferred for $5 million to Sporting Kansas City. It's notable he hasn't had as much success there and is not getting a whole lot of shots on target, but at his time at the Galaxy, he was dangerous and had the ability to put the ball in the back of the net. A large reason why he was so successful at the Galaxy can be contributed to the facilitation and the ability of the midfielder Ricky Pugh to make things happen. He would consistently set up Djojkovic with beautiful balls and crosses and overs and unders. He was just phenomenal last season and helped lead the Galaxy to have the successful season that they had. But unfortunately for Galaxy and Galaxy fans, Ricky has been out injured this entire season and doesn't look to be coming back anytime soon, unfortunately. The Galaxy did pick up Roos at the end of last season, who has been a very consistent part of the team and is always delivering. However, not scoring very many goals or creating a ton of opportunities. More just a solid role player at this point in his career. On the other end, the Tigres, they've been doing pretty well in Liga MX for this Clausura. However, they are recently coming off of a big loss against Club America. I thought it'd be a better competition between those two squads, as they're only separated by a couple of points on the table. But it ended up being a blowout victory for Club America, winning at home 3-0. I thought that the Tigres, tactically, strategically, were not up to task that day. They came out in a formation that did not lend itself to any kind of defensive, out-of-back play against a team like Club America, who is so offensively dominant. And so It didn't make sense, the formation that they came out in, and obviously they did not have results that day. They've had some changes over there as well as far as personnel, but clearly their number 9 is just not getting it done, and the midfield is not doing anything outstanding, which is why I don't necessarily expect them to continue throughout this Clausura at their position that they've held in the top 4. I think they're going to drop off a little bit. And again, that's unfortunate for Tigres fans and their fan base. So both of these squads are struggling at the moment, to say the least, after having some successful seasons of the past. So it's a big change. And if this was last year, again, with that different personnel, with Ricky Pugh at the LA Galaxy, I'm going Galaxy to win this match, no question. But this is a different team and probably lacking confidence from their lack of success thus far. Even though it's a home game at Galaxy, it's not a far trip for Tigres fans and the fan base in the area of Southern California. So, keeping those things in mind, keeping in mind where the Tigres are at this season, I think this is going to be a really close contest, and it's going to continue to be a close contest in leg two. I do expect Roos to play a quality game. I do expect to see Rodrigo play for Tigres. And I got to go with the Tigres on this. I think a lot of that comes down to their set pieces and how they perform tactically. But if we're looking at the rosters of both teams right now, then I got to go with Tigres being more talented and more dynamic all around. So outside of major coaching mistakes, outside of red cards potentially in this matchup, I got to go with Tigres because I think the team at this point right now is just more talented. And again, this is the leg one match for the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They will have a leg two match in the near future. But for this first one, my score prediction is going to be Tigres squeaking it out away against the Galaxy in a 2-1 match. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be scrappy. Again, maybe not the prettiest game. Maybe missing some facilitators in the midfield. And I would not expect a ton of goals. But it should be a fun, scrappy game, which is something that all soccer football fans look forward to. So thank you for tuning in to the Pitch Pod. And we hope you get a chance to sit down, enjoy, relax, and watch this upcoming match. If you get a chance, please hit that like, that subscribe. That's a great way to support us here. And as always, till next time.